Well, I think I'm just about to prove you can take the boy out of Ayrshire, but you can't take Ayrshire out of the boy. Got to take the opportunity to mention Robert Burns. Now, Robert Burns, there was so much about his life that was not commendable. If you know anything about that, you'll know what I'm meaning. But a lot of the things he said in his poetry are well worth thinking about. And I'd like to start off by thinking about two of the things that Burns wrote. One in the poem called The Cotter Saturday Night. And if you know that poem, you'll know that it depicts the scene of the family gathering together on the Saturday night. It's a real nice picture of Scottish home life, just down to earth, how many of us maybe were brought up. And then at one point, the father of the family takes his Bible. And here's what Burns writes. The priest-like father reads the sacred page. How Abram was the friend of God on high. Or Moses bade eternal warfare wage with Amalek's ungracious progeny. Or how the royal bard did groaning lie beneath the stroke of heaven's avenging ire. Or Job's pathetic plaint and wailing cry. Or rapt Isaiah's wild seraphic fire. Or other holy seers that tune the sacred lyre. Perhaps the Christian volume is the theme. How guiltless blood for guilty man was shed. How he who bore in heaven the second name had not on earth whereon to lay his head. How his first followers and servants sped. The precepts sage they wrote to many a land. How he was lone in Patmos banished. Saw in the sun a mighty angel stand. And heard great Babylon's doom pronounced by heaven's command. Burns pretty much summarises a lot of the Old Testament in the first verse that I read to you then. And he moves into the New Testament. And he says, perhaps the Christian volume is the theme. And this line here is the one I want us to think about, particularly from that poem. How guiltless blood for guilty man was shed. Burns knew the gospel. There's no evidence, sadly, that he ever responded to the gospel. But he knew the gospel, how guiltless blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, for guilty man, was shed. And of course, that's exactly what the Bible tells us. The Lord Jesus Christ, in him is no sin, shed his precious blood. Guiltless blood was shed on the cross at Calvary. Why? So that guilty men and women like you and me could be saved. Burns knew the facts. No evidence that he ever made that his own, however. And that's the challenge for you and me this morning. We know that guiltless blood has been shed for guilty men and women. But if we want to come into the good of that, we have got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ has done all that is necessary for us to be saved. You and I need to trust him personally as our Saviour to come into the good of that. Another of Burns' poems, To a Moose. You'll know the story when the heading of the poem says, To a Mouse, on turning her up in her nest with the plough, November 1785, he turned up this wee mouse's nest. And Burns, being a soft-hearted man, and a caring man, and a kindly disposed man, he was concerned about what he'd done, and he wrote this poem to a mouse. We're not going to read it all, but as he gets to the end of the poem, here's what he says in the last verse, talking to this wee mouse. Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee. But oh, I backward cast my eye on prospects drear. And forward, though I canna see, I guess and fear. He says to this wee mouse, you know, he's just turned her nest up with his plough. And he says, but you're blessed compared with me because the present only toucheth thee. The mouse was only affected by the present. The mouse would have nothing other than an instinctive recollection of the past and had no future once once the mouse had died. The present only toucheth thee, he said. And then he says of himself, I backward cast my ee. And he did have a past, as we all have a past. And he said, I backward cast my ee on prospects drear. And when he looked back, all he could see was a life devastated by sin, because his life was far from perfect. Hey, but wait a minute, let's not get too hung up in Burns. You and I have a past. And as we look back, if we're honest, we can see many aspects of prospects drear. We maybe never get into some of the wilder aspects of Burns's life. But if we're honest, we realise that behind us in our past, there is sin. There is failure. Things that we got wrong. Because that's how we are. We've got a sinful nature that means we get things wrong. And we have got a guilty past. And then Burns goes on to say, and forward, though I kinda see, I guess and fear. He had no assurance of what the future held for him. He said, I can't see, but I guess and I fear. And of course, knowing the truth of the gospel message, he would have known that what lay ahead was God's judgment on his sin. Again, let's not get too hung up on Burns, but think of ourselves. As we look forward, do we, like Burns, guess and fear? Or do we have the assurance of salvation and a home in heaven because we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved? I don't want us to go away thinking about Burns. I do want us to go away thinking about what God says in his word. And here's what a man called Paul wrote to a man called Timothy. And I'm breaking in to 2 Timothy chapter 1, part of the way through verse 12. Here's what Paul says. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Says Paul, I know whom I have believed. What a contrast with Burns. Question for each one of us this morning. Do you know, do I know whom I have believed? I'm happy to say with many in this room, I know whom I have believed. I have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and on the assurance and in the authority of the word of God. I am saved. My sins have been forgiven. That guilty past is gone. I look forward with confidence, knowing I'll be in heaven on the basis of that guiltless blood that was shed for guilty man on the cross at Calvary. That's the challenge of the gospel. Sadly, no evidence that Burns ever made it his own. What about you? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved? Can you say with Paul, I know whom I have believed?